We've just released a report examining the references to sexual and reproductive health in the Universal Periodic Reviews that each member state conducts as part of our human rights infrastructure at the United Nations. And we're so excited to see that with almost without exception, every Universal Periodic Review is referring to human rights as being relevant to sexual and reproductive health and dignity. This is a great source of inspiration and reassurance that member states are seeking to advance human dignity in this area.
What are sexual and reproductive health rights?
I like to think about it as part of the indivisible agenda for human rights. And in fact, every human right is relevant to sexual and reproductive health. It's the right to be free of fear, free from coercion, but on the other hand, it's also the right to freedom of expression, to freedom of information, to freedom of assembly. It's the right to form a family, but it's also the right to benefit from science. It's difficult to think of a single article of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that's not relevant to advancing human dignity in this most intimate of area, which is sexual and reproductive health and well-being.
How does the Universal Periodic Review help bring change?
It is a process that member states apply, manage, and report one unto the other. So it's a process also of periodic peer review. And it's a tool that enables member states to reveal their advance and progress for human rights, but also to give governments a way to have challenging conversations with their own officials about opportunities for greater excellence.
How are countries evaluated? Are they evaluating themselves or are peers evaluating each other?
The Human Rights Charter of the United Nations provides the benchmark against which member states are scrutinized, and that's something member states have defined themselves. And then the process is a combination of member state self-scrutiny and of civil society engagement. That's a process that allows evidence and fact to emerge on even those issues where sometimes there might be controversy.
What countries did better or worse?
Actually, it's not so much a question of a list of countries that are doing better or worse in regards to sexual and reproductive health. What the human rights process of the UPR tells us, on what issues are countries scrutinising themselves in regards to human rights advance? Argentina and Brazil are applying human rights very powerfully to themselves. What's exciting is that it's evidencing that there is a universal agenda for human rights, and every government is seeking advance in this regard. And although we might have different views about that advance, each and every government is engaged in that process.
What outcome do you hope that this review will bring in the upcoming years?
I think it's shown us how it's a fine example of an accountability mechanism that empowers governments towards excellence. And I think if we can blend the UPR lessons into the design of accountability mechanisms for the SDGs, then we'll all have done a great job.